Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and today's episode is about the future of travel and avoiding the hotspot problem. I'm actually going to span this out over two different episodes, and today I want to talk about getting a bit off the beaten track, and then the next episode I want to talk about visiting popular places and how this is something you should keep in mind in your future travels. So as you guys know, I'm recording this right now in Bali, and I've had the luck and privilege to have been to Bali multiple times, and the very first time I was here was just a couple of years after the movie came out, Eat, Pray, Love, which I know is based on a book. That was kind of getting momentum for people going to Bali specifically because it showed up in the movie. And I was already noticing an increasing number of people coming, but it was still a pretty relaxed place. Not that many people in comparison to European destinations and such. Fast forward to 2 years ago when I was here. I came here closer to the peak period and it was very busy, especially the place I particularly chose. And now I'm here off peak season. I'm here during the rainy season and it's exactly as busy as it was 2 years ago when I was here during the peak season. So I am definitely seeing this expansion in a popular destination getting busier and busier. And I can't imagine what it's going to be like this year during peak season, if it's as crazy as it is now when it's off peak. Now, I'm not necessarily complaining. I did expect this, and I'm going to a place which I know is touristy. I'm here specifically for a certain level of comfort and predictability while I'm intensively studying the language. But I wanted to talk about this because this is actually something I've been seeing globally. This is not necessarily just a Bali problem. This is a Rome problem. This is a Rio problem. It's any kind of a hotspot for tourists. It's getting busier and busier. And if you go to any kind of a famous place, you're going to start feeling like tourists have taken over the world. And it's fine that that's the way it is because it's touristy for a reason. I don't mind sharing a place with other people who are visiting. I don't need a place to only have locals, but the main disadvantage is not necessarily seeing other tourists. It's the fact that it gets overcrowded and especially that it gets much more expensive. Like Bali compared to Europe isn't that expensive, but it's definitely more expensive than how it was when I remember coming here 12 or 13 years ago. The same with Rio. When I was in Rio in 2006, the price difference is absolutely day and night. You would not believe it. Now, having said all of that, there are still loads and loads of unspoilt locations. So I'll talk about in the next episode how to deal with visiting those touristy spots because we still want to see them for a reason. They're famous for a reason. But after so much time in Bali, I am obviously changing the theme of my travels, and something that you guys know I did last year was I spent most of the year not in Rio when I was in Brazil, but visiting the other 26 states. So a huge solution to this hotspot problem is very simply to not go to the hotspots. And I really hope people would consider this a lot more, that I know that it's famous to go to Rio, it's famous to go to Bali. These are the places that maybe you've got it on your bucket list. And it's fine if you do go there. I'll talk about that in the next episode. But I think a much greater solution is to find the other Rios, to find the other Romes, to find the other Balis. And that's what I'm going to spend 4 months doing in Indonesia, is I'm going to try and find that same kind of experience that I would have had when I was initially in Bali, or even people who would have come here long before I came here, 20 or 30 years ago, would have had a certain experience. And I think I can still have that experience in Indonesia, just not necessarily in Bali. So I'm going to explore all of the other islands. And of course, what I'm going to need to do that is the local language. And this is why, for me, travel and language are so intermingled. if you can put a little bit of time into learning the target language, then it opens up the entire country, not just the most touristy destinations. And I expect I'm going to have a lot of authentic experiences. But even beyond that, like I said, the biggest issues are the overcrowding and the price. Bali is still absolutely cheaper than the likes of Europe, but it's still not, if you're in the most touristy areas, it's still not quite affordable unless you're actually moving here and buying property or something, which I personally can't afford to do. So if you're passing through a place briefly, you can get fantastic prices off the beaten track. I had a quick glance, just out of curiosity, for a couple of destinations I know I'm going to go to in Indonesia. And for what I'm paying, for a quarter of what I'm paying in Bali, I get so much more extravagance and, you know, a view of the city and all these crazy things. And I've had to accept a much simpler accommodation for my budget for these first 2 months while I'm studying. So I'm really looking forward to that deep level of travel. And in particular, when I compare my Brazil experience, when I started revisiting Rio right after the pandemic, I felt it was a very different city because there were so many tourists there, and especially the prices having gone up. And again, I take advantage of when a place is touristy. I do take advantage of that. I use it as an opportunity to practice languages. And I can confirm for you guys here in Bali that is very touristy. I've taken advantage and I am speaking French. I've spoken a big chunk of German the other day. I spent an entire afternoon speaking Spanish, even though I'm in Indonesia, because the tourists actually helped me with that. So I'm not anti-tourist, but the catch is that it is extremely busy. Like, there's a famous, they call it the shortcut here in Canggu, where I am in Bali. And it's just about a kilometer to get to the other side of Canggu. And I got stuck there for 45 minutes yesterday because of the traffic. And I can't imagine what it's going to be like during peak season. And of course, I'm paying a bit more for the place I'm at. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. To get off the beaten track, I mainly want to solve those problems of it being not overcrowded and that it's being way more affordable. But then on that experience in Brazil, by traveling the rest of Brazil and visiting other cities and other states, I actually had that same feeling that I had in Brazil in 2006. Like, I had this place practically all to myself. Like, I was the first foreigner that so many of them had ever met in their entire lives. And that was such a privilege. And I was very pleased that I could try to give them a good impression of a foreigner and of Ireland in particular. And that things were very affordable. And I was among the first non-Brazilians who got to experience this amazing thing. And I got to feel that even though I was doing that in 2024, last year. And you don't get that kind of feeling in Rio. You're never the first person there. You're never the first foreigner they've ever met. You're paying much more than prices typically would be in a country like Brazil. That is something that I feel I'm very lucky that I can still experience that authentic sense of travel just by simply avoiding the major tourist hotspots. And of course, last year in Brazil, I was speaking Portuguese while I was traveling the country. And I was speaking Spanish in the other countries in South America I visited. But by speaking the local language, it also meant I was opening myself up to so many experiences that I otherwise wouldn't have had. So I'm very happy to report, as you would have heard in a recent episode, that my Indonesian is progressing very smoothly. It's a very straightforward language. So I'm very confident I'm going to have pretty good Indonesian by the end of the 2 months to be a confident independent traveler, to go to places that maybe, I doubt I'll be the first foreigner in history to have ever visited a lot of these places. I'm not going that far off the beaten track, but at least places that don't tend to be visited by foreigners as much. And it's just going to make it all that more interesting. And that's the style of travel I truly enjoy. So I'm hoping that the likes of this podcast will inspire other people to really emphasize learning the local language and getting off the beaten track, because the experiences you have are going to be so much richer And it's the kind of thing that maybe these famous tourist destinations were initially known for, but maybe they're not quite going to be as known for that nowadays. They're still going to have their advantages of the beauty and the history and the architecture, but not necessarily that authentic travel experience. But the world is huge. There are many places to visit. And even within Western European countries, you can travel within Italy, you can travel within France, and you can still have a very authentic experience. And I really hope you'll consider that. And it's something that is the theme of my travels all of last year. It's going to be the theme in Indonesia. I can't wait to share some of the experiences with you guys from how I see a different side of the country that I'm just not going to see in Bali. So yeah, I hope other people will embrace this travel style. But of course, you'd still have to visit the most famous places because they're famous for a reason. They have a cultural significance. They are maybe on your bucket list. So I'm going to talk about that in the next episode and how to deal with the fact that travel has evolved and these places are a lot busier. But I did want to say first to try to make it a priority to spend as much or all of your time, if you possibly can, off the beaten track and experiencing so many wonders this world has that maybe aren't in the guidebook. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. And until then, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.